Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I don't know if you're going to be listening to this before the Christmas holiday or after the Christmas holiday. I know this is airing on Christmas Eve. To all of those who observe, Merry Christmas. I hope that you have a wonderful time with people that you love and care about. Today, I want to keep this one quick, but I think it is a very important one. It's a powerful one. It's one that has shifted things for me in a really, really powerful way. Before we dive into it, I want to let you know what we're giving away today. We are giving away two of my very favorite supplements. I honestly think that at least for one of them, almost everybody should take it every day. And for the other one, I don't know. 85% of people should take it every day. Relief Plus, Mood Plus. Relief Plus is an all-natural anti-inflammatory. Mood Plus is an adaptogen blend that helps your body regulate stress and improves your body's stress response, whether that's physical stress, emotional stress, both. Anyway, we're going to be giving away both of those. I will announce the winner at the end of the show. You could win. This month, we're giving away two things every single Saturday, no matter where in the world you live. All you have to do is leave a review of this podcast on whatever app you've listened. And as I've said before, even if you've left a review again or before, you can leave another one. So let's say you left a review of the show in general. Thank you very much. You can leave an episode specific review. So thanks in advance for doing that. It really, really helps the show. I will announce today's winner at the end of the show. And I'll also put links for Relief Plus and Mood Plus in the show description. Okay. As we opened up the consistency course a couple weeks ago, one of the first things that I do for folks who join is they complete this very detailed intake form. And they tell me about their goals. They tell me about their most common excuses. We talk about starting point, a bunch of different things. And then I reply with a video going over my thoughts on what they shared and where I think they should focus their efforts starting out. One thing that came up a lot was feeling pulled in a million directions and not prioritizing things like health or fitness because of other things going on. There was more than one person who said, you know, I take care of my kids. I also take care of my aging parents. Or, you know, I've got two jobs, I've got three jobs, and I have this, that, and the other thing. And by the end of the day, I fill in whatever's left in the margins, but I'm not making time to take great care of myself. And what I shared a number of times is around a big breakthrough I had not long ago as it relates to productivity. That's what I want to talk to you guys about today. So it wasn't long ago. It might have been when I was pregnant with the twins, could have been after they were born, don't remember. It's all kind of a blur, to be perfectly honest with you. But it would come to the end of the night after Roman was in bed, and I'd be like, oh, I really should work out, but I have to work. You know, it was my window of time to get work done. I am the breadwinner in my family. I am essentially I am the sole provider for everybody that lives under this roof. And what kept happening is I would get to the end of the day and choose work, because I would feel that pressure. And I would say, well, I wish I had more time to get this done, but I have to get work done. And I had this aha moment where I said, I don't value money more than I value health. So why am I choosing my job over my health every single night? Now, you might be thinking, well, because the mortgage has to get paid, because you have to put food on the table. But it's not either or. And I'll get to that in a second. Just keep that in the back of your mind. It's not either or. It's not either I work or I get that workout in. But I realized I have to start doing the workout first and then doing my work because I value my health more than I value my career. Therefore, I have to use my time that way. The way I use my time must reflect the values and priorities. And when I was thinking about this the other day, as I was responding to folks in the consistency course, I was thinking back to when I first started Primal Potential. And I had these long to-do lists every single day. I still do, but they look a little different now. And what would happen is that as soon as I would start work, I'd kind of cherry pick tasks from this list and I would work all day long and I would come to the end of the day and be tired and know that I had worked all day, but feel pressure because still, despite working all day, the things that really needed to get done hadn't gotten done or hadn't been completed. Because I was treating all of the tasks on the list like they were equal priority. Instead of asking myself, which of these reflects the highest priorities and or my highest values, and organizing my list accordingly. It's funny, my husband the other day texted me what he wanted from the grocery store. And it was just this random assortment of things. And the first thing I did was put the list in order. I rewrote the list he sent me, and I put it in order of walking through the grocery store. So the first area is produce, and then there's like cheeses, and then there's meat, and then there's the center aisles and all of that stuff. And then on the far aisle is yogurt, frozen goods, etc. And I was laughing at myself because I'm more strategic about my grocery list than for many years I was with my to-do list, which is just bonkers. It's crazy. My trips to the grocery store would be much longer and more stressful if I was just going back and forth 27 times from different sides of the store. When I started looking at my to-do list and saying, which of these things reflects the highest priority? Which of these things reflects my highest values? Sometimes those are the same things, sometimes they aren't, and I adjust accordingly. What that has looked like in reality for me is I work out in the morning with Roman. I'm no longer trying to get that done at the end of the day after Roman is bed and it's competing with work time. That is a higher value to me, so I'm going to do that sooner. Then, when I have my work tasks, I look at which of these are the highest priority, which of these are the highest value. Sometimes there's like administrative stuff that isn't a super high value, but it is a priority because the show must go on and certain things have to get done, like labels have to get printed and things like that. Sometimes I can outsource those things, sometimes I can't, but it's always helpful to look at. When it comes to work, I'll say, which of these are income-producing activities and which of these are administrative? And 95% of the time, I'll do the income-producing stuff first. Okay? So thinking about what is on your plate, from food prepping to working out to things with your kids or your parents or your work, what reflects your highest value? What reflects your highest priority? Do you even know what your highest values are? Do you even know what your highest priorities are? And are you spending your time accordingly? I know I'm not alone in getting to the end of the day and feeling like I worked nonstop and I never took a break, but I didn't get anything done. And a lot of times that is because we aren't operating from a place that reflects what is our highest priority and what is our highest value. So start by knowing your highest priorities and your highest values. Like for me right now, my health is number one. Yes, I have 3 kids under 2, but my health is still number one because, you know, when the girls were in the NICU, oftentimes when I was driving back and forth from the hospital and spending hours and hours a day in the car, I would reflect on how when there's a health crisis, everything stops. my days were not my own. My whole world revolved around the fact that the twins were in the NICU. So if I am not well, if I get sick, if I don't take care of myself, not only will my world grind to a halt, my kids will as well. So for that reason and many other reasons, like I'm a better mom if I'm healthy, I want to be that example. I want my kids to grow up seeing their parents prioritize their health so that they know that's normal. So there's so many reasons. That is number one. So my time has to reflect that. That's why even if Roman would rather stay inside and play with trucks, we go outside and work out, not like literally outside, but outside to the office and separate from the house. And we work out in the morning after breakfast. That is what we do. Same thing with things like food prep. If that means we don't like Roman to get a whole lot of screen time, that's kind of a no-no in our house. But you know what? If I have to put on music videos so that I can make a healthy dinner or prep things, that is a higher value than keeping Roman away from screens. Because me being healthy, his dad being healthy, him being healthy, higher value. Our time has to reflect that. And then I do the whole process again when it comes to my work. All of your tasks cannot be weighted the same. And when you go through and cherry pick based on what you're in the mood to do, or what's the easiest thing to do, or what you are resisting the least, you're going to have that feeling of working your butt off, but not really getting anywhere. So just wanted to share that with you because it's been a huge breakthrough for me in terms of my productivity. And I hope that it adds value for you as well. That's all we're going to talk about today because it is a holiday weekend for a lot of people. I hope if you are celebrating Christmas that you have an amazing one. The winner today of Relief Plus and Mood Plus is Sue Hug, S-U-H-U-G. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the review. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of this episode airing, let me know your mailing address. Tell me you're the winner for 1048, and I will send out your Mood Plus and Relief Plus. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.